Burley growers see success. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We had a great crop. Best tobacco crop that I've ever had, especially since I've been growing big acreage crops.
Smith County tobacco grower Kyle Owen says this year's Burley crop is one of his best in years. The late spring and summer rains fell at just the right times, and he's wrapping up harvest of his more than 200 acres.
We have been stripping some already. We've got somewhere around 20,000 sticks stripped out that we're making room to hang the last that we're cutting in. Everything's went smooth. Been the smoothest year that I can remember in a long time.
And growing tobacco is one of the most labor-intensive crops there is. And Kyle Owen says it's always a challenge to find enough help to get the crop cut and stripped, and he utilizes the government's H-2A program. And this summer, there were significant delays in getting his workers to the fields.
We had a little trouble with our labor getting here on time this year. Mine were way behind schedule. There was actually my H-2A guys just came in about a week and a half ago, and they're doing great now that they're here. We just had a lot of trouble getting them here, and that's a major problem for us, because when that tobacco is ready to harvest, we don't have time to wait. We've got to get started and go, and the weather's not always cooperative, and a week behind on the labor, and then a week of bad weather, and we're 2 weeks behind from start to finish.
Owen says after stripping out the crop, he'll deliver to three different buying stations, one in Hartsville and two in Kentucky, where he'll hopefully cash in on his hard work and reap the rewards of a really good growing season for tobacco.
We had plenty of rainfall throughout the year. The only thing that could affect our yield is we did have a little harsh weather during the curing season, some high humidity days, a lot of moisture in the air, caused some barn damage. But, I feel like we're looking at maybe, 2,400 pound of the acre average overall, which I'm very satisfied with.
Well, Tennessee's Burley production is forecast at just over 25 million pounds. That's up 24% from last year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.